Moncrief on News Talk.
Here's a clip of Jim Carrey, or is it, speaking French.
Merci beaucoup, c'est très gentil. En tant qu'acteur, chaque personnage que vous incarnez, c'est comme l'argile du sculpteur que vous façonnez à la forme de votre cœur.
Now, the French equivalent of the Oscars are the Caesars, and this year, the actor Jim Carrey was given an honorary award. Carrey apparently was delighted and turned up with a large entourage. Or did he? As soon as he accepted it, the sundry geniuses who inhabit the online world started speculating about the fact that Carrey delivered an acceptance speech in French and that the man speaking didn't look exactly like Jim Carrey. Brian Lloyd is here to confirm all your worst fears. Afternoon, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad.
Right.
Is it a big deal getting one of these?
Oh yeah, it is a big deal. I mean, like the honorary, like the Césars have been going since 1976. They are an award ceremony, a local one, but like, I mean, the French is a huge, huge, huge film market. Mm. So the idea of being honoured by that, yeah, that does actually carry a good bit of weight and a good bit of depth. And like, let's not kid ourselves. Jim Carrey is a worldwide renowned actor. You know, he's been steadily working for the past, you know, 30, 40 years. So for him to receive kind of a lifetime achievement, honorary award, it's not, you know, they're not just handing them out at Christmas. Like, yeah, you know, that sort of way. Like, I would say his work is deserving of that kind of award.
Right. Okay. So you'd think then that he would turn up to receive it and he'd be pleased with this.
Absolutely. Yeah. But unfortunately, the internet, which I am growing to think more and more each passing day, it was a mistake, the internet that is, Jim Carrey turned up and did not look like Jim Carrey. Now, Jim Carrey, if you have been living under a rock for the last 30 years, is known for having a very distinctive face. He has very rubbery features. He's used it to great effect in the likes of Dumb and Dumber, The Mask, Ace Ventura, Man on the Moon, you name it. And, you know, more recently, the Sonic movies and stuff like that. But it would appear to any rational, logical person looking at the footage that Jim Carrey has had some kind of work done. Now, yeah, what specific work he's had done, I cannot say. I can guess. I can make an educated guess. I would imagine he got his, you know, facelift done, and he got like bleph surgery, which bleph, if you don't know, is like the kind of the bulges under the eyes.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah. Get rid of the eye bags.
Good job. Correct. Yeah. So he had that done. Presumably, because when you get plastic surgery done, you have to give it like at least a month for it to kind of settle in your face, to kind of recondition itself and blah, 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 blah. Obviously, he didn't give it enough time or whatever the case may be. And he turned up at the award ceremony and was doing the rope line. And his face looked a bit different. It didn't look like Jim Carrey. Now, again, I suppose perhaps on one, okay, right, you could think Jim Carrey is known for doing kind of odd stuff when it comes to celebrity culture writ large.
Yeah.
Famously, he did, when he was doing Man on the Moon, he got really, really into character, so much so that he believed he had channeled the spirit of Andy Kaufman and had become Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
There is like interviews of him around the time when he was interviewed by Norm Macdonald, for example, and he just basically went kind of crazy in the middle of the interview and started ripping up stuff and doing this, that and the other. There's other like red carpet footage of him having a discussion with a celebrity journalist and just talking about how all celebrity culture is meaningless and stuff like that. So you could imagine him doing, it's not so unheard of that he would do some kind of performance art piece.
Yes.
With
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
But having said that, this is an honorary awards ceremony and, you know, I don't know. Like, I mean, I think it's more kind of a question of how we've just come now to a point where the default setting for people is to discredit it or just to be like, nah, I don't believe this. And we can blame lots of things. We can blame social media and celebrity culture writ large, the fact that we can see behind the scenes now. We know all the work that people are doing. We can talk about AI and how AI has, you know, completely, completely upended the idea of what is real and what is true from what we get from computers and on our phones and stuff. So I can see why people might discredit it a little bit, but I mean, give it 5 minutes of critical thinking here. I mean, you can see it's him. Like, it's and like his publicist has come out and said it. The Césars Awards have come out and said it's him. it's him. Like, I mean, it's him. It's just, this is a symptom of, you know, rampant misinformation and disinformation gone amok on the age of the internet.
Well, somebody's texted in to say, as a fluent French speaker living in Paris, I can confirm that Kerry's accent was awful.
Right.
It might have been French, but not as I know it. I think he embarrassed himself. No idea why he was getting an award. He's a pretty mainstream actor, not exactly high art material. Well, that's two separate statements there. But apparently he had been rehearsing this speech for quite some time.
For quite some time as well, yeah. And I mean, just to add another point onto this about the whole misinformation, disinformation thing, there was a famous drag artist called Alexis Stone, who is known for turning up to fashion shows in Paris, I should say, in full kind of rubbery makeup and stuff like that as different people. Like, they turned up, I think, at a Balenciaga show once as Jack Nicholson, who had the, you know, the sunglasses on and came out wearing a robe. Another time they came out as Donatella Versace. And Alexis Stone posted, again, on Instagram, a face of Jim Carrey and the teeth, and then said, yeah, Alexis Stone at the César Awards. Now, clearly, this is just opportunistic marketing on the fact of Alexis Stone. I'd never heard of Alexis Stone up until today when I was doing research for this piece. So they've clearly, you know, have again found sort of the wedge point between misinformation and disinformation and stuck themselves right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Which, the thing about getting the work done, that's pretty normal, it seems in Hollywood.
Oh,
everyone's.
God, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, and no one is above it. Like, Tom Cruise, right? There was a famous clip of Tom Cruise going around a couple of years back when he was at a baseball game and he had just got filler shot into his face. And I'm not kidding you, I saw the footage. It looked exactly like Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
It, like, no. Like, you know the way, like, Norm, towards the end, like, his face had kind of, like, bloated out a bit. I presume it was from the steroids or whatever he was on. But Tom Cruise looked like Norm MacDonald, and he looked completely unrecognizable. And like, the Actors Awards there was just there over the weekend, and there were certain actors and actresses that, you know, had work done, and you know your 5 seconds of kind of, wait, is that, and then it's, oh yeah, yeah, it is, yeah, such and such. So yeah, it's completely normal. It's just, I don't know, I mean, maybe some people thought that Jim Carrey, given the fact that he's known for his kind of rubbery features, that he wouldn't necessarily partake in this particular practice.
And isn't he supposed to have retired, or has
pretty much? But I mean, like, he said he'd retired, and then Paramount drove a truck full of money up to his house and said, "Hey, do you want to take part in Sonic the Hedgehog movies? You know, one take maximum. That's all you're going to have to do in this movie, and we will, you know, pay you money for the rest of your life." And he said, "Sure, why not?" I mean, he's not doing the kind of, you know, deep intrinsic work that he would been doing up until this point. Because he was, I mean, the thing about Jim Carrey is that he was desperate to be taken seriously as an actor.
Yeah.
You know, he really was all about the craft, and he was really all about the artistry. And that's why he did Man on the Moon. You know what I mean? Like, he felt that this was going to be his time, that he was going to, you know, get an Oscar for this. Remember when he did The Truman Show as well? He was in contention for that. So he is an actor, I think, that, you know, takes himself very, very seriously. But then at the same time, he's not above taking money, taking a paycheck, which is why he was doing the Sonic. And I deny no man taking a crust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I deny no man working, you know, using their talent, taking the money, doing whatever. But yeah, I mean, he has previously thought of himself as a serious actor. Now I'd say he's semi-retired.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Demi Moore was on the carpet for
I saw that.
Yeah. I didn't worry about her.
I mean, this is the whole thing, isn't it? Like, I saw a great article the other day about, you know, and again, this is really kind of stretching it now, but like, about body fascism and this idea of, because, you know, far right movements are on the rise in Europe and America, that we have come to expect a certain kind of body, and that, like, you know, this thin culture that's come back in is really connected with purity politics and this idea of, you know, it's all connected to, like, you know, trad wives and all this kind of crap. And, you know, that it's, we've come to expect a certain kind of femininity and a certain kind of masculinity. And because, you know, again, because far-right movements and fascism is on the rise, we're expecting, you know, homogenous culture, you know, that sort of way. Women have to be sticked in, men have to be, you know, veins going up their arms and look like peak head sect and stuff like this. So it's just, it's a very, very dark time. And, you know, truth has become this malleable thing. And here we see it with Jim Carrey. You know, people are looking at a picture of him and thinking, no, 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 that doesn't look like him. So I hate to be cheery. I mean, it's a beautiful day outside. I mean,
it's a beautiful day outside.
It is, yeah.
But we live in weird times. Brian, thanks a million. Thank you. As ever, Brian Lloyd there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.